This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was engaged to marry Joseph, but before they married, she learned that she was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because Mary's husband Joseph was a good man, he did not want to disgrace her in public, so he planned to divorce her secretly. While Joseph thought about these things, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." My soul praises the Lord. My heart rejoices in God, my Savior, because the powerful one has done great things for me. Let us praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to help us, his people, and has given them freedom. He has given us a powerful Savior from the family of God's servant, David. Through his holy prophets of long ago, he had promised to do this. With the loving mercy of our God, a new day from heaven will dawn upon us.
Oh,
At that time, Augustus Caesar sent an order that all people in the countries under Roman rule must list their names in a register. And all went to their own towns to be registered. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went through the town of Bethlehem in Judea, known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was now pregnant. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have the baby, and she gave birth to her first son. Because there were no rooms left in the inn, she wrapped the baby in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. That night, some shepherds were in the fields nearby, watching their sheep. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and they became very frightened. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I'm bringing you good news that will be great joy to all the people. Today your Savior is born in the town of David. He is Christ the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the heavens and on earth, let there be peace among the people who please God." Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. When Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the baby who was born to the king to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Then Herod the king had a secret meeting with the wise men and learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. He sent the wise men to Bethlehem, saying, "Look carefully for the child. When you find him, come tell me, so I can worship him too." After the wise men heard the king, they left. The star that they had seen in the east went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They came to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their gifts and gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Give him life.
No one can see God but Jesus Christ is exactly like Him. He ranks higher than everything that has ever been made. Through His power, all things were made. Christ Himself was like God in everything, but He did not think that being equal to God was something to be used for His own benefit. But He gave up His place with God and made Himself nothing. He was born to be a man and become like a servant. And when He was living as a man, He humbled Himself and was fully obedient to God, even when that caused His death, death on a cross. So God raised Himself to the highest place. God made His name greater than every other name, so that every knee will bow in the name of Jesus, and everyone will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and bring glory to the Father.